The recession is over.
Recession over.
The recession officially ended.
Has officially been declared over.
The recession's end.
The worst recession since the Great Depression is over.
All right, so it's over, right? Everyone says done.
I'm relieved.
Over, exactly.
Boy, it's been a year.
It has. It's been more than we've been out of recession
of
for
growth,
a year. Let's
recovery.
Party, right? Well, we actually want a reality check. Clearly, the recession may be officially over, according to economists, but it doesn't feel that way to most of us. And we're going to check in with a couple small business owners about whether the recession is over for them. But let's go back to Louise's story really quickly, financial reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Now that it's over, I mean, look, let's look back over the past year. What kind of recession was this? By all measures, every measure, was it the worst since the Great Depression?
Well, it was the longest recession. It was 18 months long since the Great Depression, since, you know, before World War II. It also was the worst on the unemployment front. So those are really the key ways you think about how bad a recession was, and it was certainly bad. The other thing to think about here is recoveries come in different shapes. You hear these economists talking about U's and V's, and what they're talking about is whether you have a gradual, smooth uptick in growth in the economy, or a V would be if it's really sudden. And clearly, I think many people would say right now, this is not feeling like sudden growth. This is more like, you know, maybe an L or something.
A sloping
slow,
U. This is very
sloping.
Bad penmanship.
Right.
Well, let's get a check in with our two business owners. Joining us now is Paul Mucci. He owns a small tech business called Aerial Spectrum in Burlington, Massachusetts. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How is your business right now? Are you hiring?
We would love to hire. We're getting ready to hire, but right now we feel like we've been treading water for the past year.
You're getting ready to hire. What does that mean?
Well, we're possibly seeing a release of investment money from capital markets, but I've been saying that since January 1. And in the meantime, you know, we have a reduced work week. Retaining the people, everybody's taking the hit collectively, and we're just waiting for those investments or that investment money to get loosened up from the banks and from investors. And once that happens, we could be hiring triple what we have right now.
Wow. Okay, let's also check in with Marva Allen. Welcome back to the show. Marva Allen co-owns Human Bookstore in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is your business? Are you getting ready to hire people on?
Nowhere close. No, I'm afraid not. In the retail business, we're not seeing nearly the optimism, I think, as other people may be, including the people in Massachusetts. No, we are not. We are just really maintaining and working twice as hard to do what we did last year.
Well, let me ask you, Marva, did you have to lay people off, and are you seeing any uptick in retail business? Are people buying more at all?
Well, we had to lay some people off, and we have a very skeleton crew. But we are beginning to see, I have to say, within the last several months, you know, more retail traffic, but certainly not enough to keep us, you know, at the edge of our seats. So we are actively going out to the business rather than this coming to us, which is good, which we should have done anyway. But I would say that we've seen a slight change in the retailer mindset.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, Marva, is the recession over for you?
Not yet, you know, but, you know, they say when it's fall, it's fall. It's summer one day and fall the next. So that has certainly not happened. It's been very, very slow. But again, I see some trending that we may have a few more customers coming through the door.
Okay, Paul Mucci, what about you? Is the recession over for you?
It sure doesn't feel that way, and I think it's a collective feeling amongst everybody, people in the office and clients. We're just waiting for that collective feeling to improve. Once that happens, then I can say it's over.
Paul Mucci, a small business owner out of Burlington, Massachusetts. He has a small tech business called Aerial Spectrum, and Marva Allen co-owns Human Bookstore in New York. So, Louise, there's two business owners. If you were going to ask their board, they would say, no, the recession is not over. But it helped me understand, with higher unemployment now than during the actual recession, how can we divorce the definition of a recession from what our unemployment is.
Well, you know, employment always is slower than economic growth because, you know, companies don't like letting people go. They don't like laying people off. So they wait till the economy.
Costs, actually, when they do that.
Right. It costs. They have to pay them severance. And, you know, a lot of people like their employees. And so the economy has to sputter for a while before they say, oh, I better cut people. And by the same token, they don't want to add people until they're sure it's recovering. You know, one thing I was thinking about hearing those small business owners talk about is the idea that everyone's expectations may need to be readjusted. People are thinking of 2006 and feeling like we'll feel like the recession's over when we feel like that again. But we're not going to feel like that again. That was a credit bubble.
Right.
We are going through a massive deleveraging that will
really
be going on for a decade. You know, and one thing that's interesting, too, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, I was looking at some data last night, shows small businesses in the last decade started relying more on credit than on cash than they ever have before. Just like American homeowners who borrowed for their lives, so did these small businesses. And they can't do that in the future as much.
So that's a recalculation for how they're going to feel that the recession is over.
That's
so
right.
We've talked with businesses, including these last two, who aren't going to hire until they have a backlog of orders, which suggests to them, okay, I need to put these people to work.
Right.
How do economists measure that backlog of orders kind of metric for various industries?
Well, you know, you have to think of what you compare it to. And again, I think these business owners shouldn't sit around and wait for their orders to look like they looked in 2006. You know, people should think in their heads to how it felt in the 90s or a different period, because we're not going to have the credit in the system to make us all feel so rich again anytime soon.
So, I mean, how important are these small businesses to the actual recovery? I mean, do we need Paul in Massachusetts to begin hiring before we can really call this a true recovery?
Small businesses employ, you know, half the people, so they're certainly important for keeping jobs. Young companies are very important for growth. So startup companies, growing enterprises are what often fuels a lot of the employment gains and recover the economy.
But it's about a lot of these businesses essentially taking the plunge,
yep.
Not waiting, taking
Take
the plunge.
The risk.
That's really it.
Dive in.
Okay, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for The New York Times. And we spoke with Paul Mucci from Aerial Spectrum. That's a business in Massachusetts. And Marva Allen, co-owner of Human Bookstore in New York. Give us your economic temperature. I mean, how are you feeling? Are you ready to take the plunge? Are you ready to take a little risk, as Louise Story advises? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.